Om Shanti. And firstly, a big thank you for Didi for being here with us this afternoon. And a very warm welcome to the online and also the on-site family. I think the organizing team have done a great job in moving along with times. So from just online sessions, we are now doing the hybrid sessions, right? So we've got people online and also people in the hall with us today. And so because it's an interview, we're going to have the opportunity to ask Didi questions as well. It's not just going to be me asking questions to Didi. So for the online family, I think you can put your questions on YouTube. And if your thoughts are powerful enough, it'll come to me on this little device. It's called the Thought Amplification Device. But don't feel bad if it doesn't come through. This device was just made from recycled cassette players, so, you know, I don't know. I can't guarantee the quality of it. But, yeah, definitely put your questions through and let's see if it comes through. And for those who are here in the hall and you'd like to come forward and ask Didi a question, you're welcome to come to the side here where Arif Bhai is, and you'll be given a microphone so that you can come forward and you can ask the questions. Now, if there's anyone who's got any concerns about appearing on YouTube, then you're better off just posting your question on the YouTube chat. Is that okay? Brilliant. So, let me start by introducing Didi. I think everyone in this room has met Didi before, at least once. Yes? Okay, just so for the benefit of those who are online, Didi has been with Baba for a very long time. Didi was the first doctor in the Yagya, first medical doctor, and Didi was also the first medical doctor to surrender to the Yagya. And Didi is the director of Gyan Sarovar and also the director of Asia Pacific region. And Didi sits on the management committee in Madhuban. And Didi is, of course, I mean, I think the rest of you, you've heard lots about Didi in Baba Smriti. Baba Didi's name keeps getting mentioned. Nirmal Ashram and the one with the clean and clear intellect, of course. There's so much of Didi's praise in the Murali. And so the rest of it is history. I think you'll hear lots of Didi's personality from there. So now, Didi, can I invite you to share your thoughts on the topic of today's interview, which is Clear Intellect, Clean Heart, the Basis of Support, from Baba.
Om Shanti. Baba is our main support. And in order to receive support from Baba, we need to have clean intellect and as we have clear intellect, what happens is we can catch Baba's touching. With clear intellect, our decision power is more. And we can imbibe knowledge very well. Also, we will be able to inspire others also. Because with clear intellect and clean heart, we are able to help other people or impress other people. Clear intellect means it's not cluttered and not confused, etc. Now, clean heart. Heart is symbol of love. In fact, we know intellect is our decision power and mind is our seat of emotions. So love and other emotions are in our mind, but in a general term we say it is heart.
Didi, can I just ask you to pause for a minute? I think the online community is having some sound issues, Didi. They can't hear you. Dharti Ben? Sona Ben? So should we continue or should we continue? Yeah, okay.
Clean heart means voiceless stage. And if there are vices, naturally we'll say impure heart. So as much as we have clear intellect and clean heart, our yoga is better. And as our yoga improves, we are empowered. And when we are empowered, we can empower others also. So now you can ask question.
That was quick, Didi. Okay. Didi, I think one of the main yardsticks Brahmins use these days with the clarity of their intellect is in taking decisions. And Baba often talks about in the Murali, there's Maryadas, which is clearly outlined, the 16 principles. Then there's Srimad that comes through the Murali. And then there's directions, which we can take from seniors. And these days we find there's a lot of people who are quite freely giving directions. So there's also the other side where Baba talks about when seniors or instruments give you directions, and if it doesn't go right, Baba's responsible. Didi, one, how do I know that these directions are from Baba, and who's defined as an instrument that I can take directions from? Didi, sorry, we'll have to pause for a second. So, Didi, I'll just ask the question again. So Didi, one of the main yardsticks that Brahmins use in decision making, in checking the clarity of their intellect, is based on the decisions they make. And Baba talks about the Maryadas, which is very clearly outlined, there are 16 of them. And then Baba's Srimad that comes through the Murali. And then there's directions. So Didi, would you like to clarify with us, one, who can give directions? Because in today's yajna, I think we find everyone giving directions to anyone and everyone. And Baba also says in the Murali that, you know, when an instrument gives an advice and it goes wrong, then Baba is responsible. So can you clarify these 2 points, please, Didi?
Main thing is our intellect needs to be clear to catch Baba's touching. Now, yes, many people, you are going through hard time and everybody will come and give you advice because everybody thinks they are very wise. So I have to see whether that is right or not when I'm getting advice, because Baba gives knowledge, Srimad, and everybody can get that Srimad and follow it. But situations are different and we may not get clear direction through Murali. So it's good to check with instrument. Now, whether instruments, intellect is clear or not, depends on how mature that soul is. Because if the soul is mature enough, naturally they will give you right direction. But then also I will have to think for myself as whether the instrument is giving me right direction or not. And if I feel that it is not right, I can go to some other instrument whom I have faith. Because what we used to do is, suppose I was asked about some direction, and if I wasn't sure, I would check with Dadi Janki when she was around here. And if Dadi was not clear, she would ask Baba through trans messenger. One has to be really spiritually mature to able to give the right guidance. And I think those who have taken sustenance from Amma and Baba, usually they have that sort of a clear intellect. Some people have also taken sustenance to Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, etc. And in especially for financial decision, I always used to check with Dadi Janki, because many times people would ask, how much should I give it to Baba? Whether even now people ask, which account should we give, because there are so many accounts in Yajna. So we advise them according to the situation, because at different time different projects need financial aid. So if I'm not sure, I check with Pratap Bhai for hospital or Lalit Bhai for double foreigners accounts, etc.
Didi, thank you. I think that's clear as far as instruments are concerned. And then you've got students. You know, if I came to take advice from you and you said, no, don't do this, then I go to another instrument, you know, until I get the yes answer. And I'm sure, Didi, you've come across lots of that. As a student, what should my attitude be? Or, you know, how should I perceive when I am going to take directions from instrument souls?
Brahmins are clever. They go to various instruments. And whoever gives answer to their own interest, they will say, oh, Nirvar Bhai has given me permission. Or especially Nirvar Bhai, no, usually he's very, very yes man. So double foreigners will go to Nirvar Bhai to get yes. So it's as Baba said, I am responsible. If senior instrument are making mistake or something, I will correct it. So that's why we have to leave it to the soul's karma.
Thank you, Didi. Didi, what if the signal to, let's say, to execute a service project or a task in the center is very clear to me and I feel I should do it, but when I go and seek my instrument's advice, they say, no, don't do it. So how do I know that there is that clarity. What if I'm picking up the right signal and the instrument's not picking up the right signal?
You have to see, to do the project, we have to see manpower and money power. If you prove yes, we have got enough manpower and money power, then you should convince your instrument. And Dadi Prakashmani was always very enthusiastic to do new project. She will say, okay, go ahead, try on a small scale. Just as we started this exhibition over everywhere, Mohan Singhal suggested some plan. So Dadi said, okay, try on a small scale. So first they try on a smaller scale, and if it is successful, we can go on a bigger scale.
Thank you, Didi. Just a reminder for those who are online, listening online, you're welcome to post your questions in the chat, and that will get sent through. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. And just before that, for those who are in the hall and you'd like to ask questions, please come forward to where Arif Bhai is sitting. Thank you. Didi, Baba says the heart is in the intellect. So would it be accurate to say that Baba actually wants us to have a clean and clear intellect?
Heart is not in intellect. I mentioned in the beginning, mind has got emotions. Heart is a symbol of our emotions, especially love. So we should say, clear intellect and clean heart.
So that's actually
heart, which is clean mind. Which means it is voiceless mind.
Didi, in the process of cleaning my intellect and my mind, does that clean out the chit as well? You know, Dadi talks a lot about cleaning out that memory track, that chit. Does that get cleaned at the same time? Does that get empowered? Does that get purified as we are having a clear intellect?
To purify whether mind or chit, we need to have yoga. So as much as we have yoga, we will be able to purify our mind or heart. And once the mind is pure, we will be able to win trust of other people. Because if you are not having pure mind, then naturally your decisions and your behavior all will be impure. So we have to be really paying attention, because main aim is to purify ourselves. So yoga is very important, and jnana also helps us to make clear decisions.
Both together. Thank you, Didi. Didi, we were talking about getting support from Baba. What kind of support can we get from Baba? Is it just purely emotional, spiritual? Can Baba give me physical support? Can Baba give me financial support? What kind of support does Baba give us?
Baba gives us emotional, moral and physical support. Not financial. But what happens is, if you have been honest, sincere, in your job, people will not sack you easily. We have example in Australia. One airlines was bankrupt, and one day the staff comes to the airport and the doors are closed. So it was such a surprise or shock to everybody working for that airline. And one of Brahman brother was engineer in that airline. So they had to keep their aircrafts, maintain them until they sold them. And because he was very sincere and honest, he wasn't sacked. And another airline took over that airline, and he was employed by that airline also. So in one way he may say, yes, Baba helped me to keep the job. And financially he didn't have to suffer. And I remember in early days in 70s, when Brahmins were working and their friends were looking for job, if the Brahmin said, oh, my friend wants to have job, the employer will say, okay, if your friend is also Brahmin, he must be like you, honest and sincere and hard working. So they used to employ Brahman friend. So sometimes, yes, we can say, yes, Baba helps financially also. And Baba also promises that in the end, people may not have enough food or something, but Brahman will get dal and chapati at least. So that way Baba guarantees us that we will not die of hunger.
Thank you, Didi. Excuse me. Didi, when Baba first saw you, he said, if I had 30 kumaris like you, I can establish heaven in no time. On what basis did Baba say that to you? What qualities did he see in you that he said that? And have you seen anyone else, or have you seen that group of 30 kumaris come along?
Baba had very good discerning power. When I came to Gyan, I had honesty, I was regular in study, keen in study, punctual in class, and I surrendered myself immediately when I realize that this is the path, true path God is teaching us. Because when I came to Gyan, my father especially was very social worker, and he wanted me to be doctor to help people. So I became doctor and I was saved from marriage. Now, when I was working, because first I thought I should work in different departments so that if I want to go to village, I am all-rounder. So I was having a job in government. And in 62, we had a war between India and China. So we were asked to give part of our contribution or donation for this National Defense Fund. So I was giving 90% of my income in National Defense Fund. But when I came to Baba and I realized this is the right path, then I converted that from National Defense Fund to Baba's box, 80% Baba's box, 10% National Defense Fund, and 10% I was keeping for my pocket money. So Baba saw that, he used to say, this is ready-made flour from Mama's ready-made flour, because I took yarn when Mama was in Mumbai. So he could realize my qualities. And at that time, he told Dadi Prakash Mani when we went to Madhuban that if I get 30 Kumaris like this, I can establish heaven in no time. Now, I'm not so much familiar with Indian teachers because I don't come much in contact with them as it is. I'm staying here and there is double foreigner season and WINGS program. So I don't see much Indian teachers who are one of those 30 Kumaris. But in foreign we find there are few who are really qualified in establishing the heaven and helping Baba a lot.
Thank you, Didi. Didi, when you came to Baba and you were saying that you recognized Baba, you surrendered pretty much instantly. So when you surrendered to Baba, did that change your relationship with your Lokik father? Because I know you were very close to your Lokik father.
Yeah. I was close but not attached. And that was gift from Baba, that I was never attached to Lokik family, nor they were attached to me. When my sisters got married, my mother cried. But when I went to center, she didn't cry. So it does change the relationship, because since I became Baba's child, I started taking Baba's advice. My father had a desire that I serve in Kandivali only, where we were staying. He was social worker over there. And I wanted to go to village, because I said, in Mumbai there are so many doctors. I should go somewhere where there are no doctors. So I asked Baba, Baba, what should I do? My father wants me to work in Kandivali and I want to go somewhere else. So Baba said, Kandivali is also like a village. You can serve in Kandivali. Means, I used to take advice from Baba rather than follow my Lokik father's direction. But he maintained high regard for me. And he said, even when I took Gyan, he was in bhakti. My mother, father, very, very bhagat type. Though they met Mama, Baba, but they wouldn't believe in Gyan. So when I decided to surrender to Yajna, my father said, okay, you are mature, you are earning, independent, you decide your life. And when I used to send news of service from overseas and saying, so many people have given up drinking, smoking, drugs, etc., through meditation. He used to keep my letters and show it to his friends, saying, "Oh, my daughter is doing so much service of Westerners." So he was proud that I was doing service to Westerners.
Thank you, Didi. I think there's somebody in the hall who'd like to ask a question. Would you like to come forward, please?
Om Shanti.
Do you want to face the audience, please?
I have two questions.
First, ask one question.
Okay. I believe I have a really clean heart, clean intellect, and a clear heart. Don't judge me on that. But the people around me, they don't agree with me on many, many things. Right, and I live with them every day. We talk to them. I don't have any personal, bad feelings or grudges with them while we are staying together. So, now to become a really truly clear intellect or a clean heart, how do I know? Or I believe that I should have some sort of a power or convincing thing that the person who is living with me should agree, because this is coming from Baba, not from me. Mm. And every soul somehow, somewhere deep dive in, understand that. So how do I know or that this is truly, I am following a clean intellect, and the convincing doesn't come sometime.
Will you repeat?
Didi, in summary, basically he's saying that, he's staying with somebody all the time, and so he wants, we want to know, is there a way that I can actually let people know that I actually have a clean heart and a clear intellect? Is there some kind of a clear-cut proof that I can offer them? Because sometimes the self also doubts it.
If you have clear intellect, naturally your decision will be right and others will agree with your decision. And naturally with clean heart, your relationship with others will be much better. We have many examples where couples were not in good terms before Gyan. In Australia we had one Indian brother married to Australian lady. Indian brothers are usually bossy because they are the head, and Australian women are also no less. And this lady was a business lady, so both had separated few times before Gyan. But after Gyan they became friends, and when she had cancer and was dying, he went and stayed with her and helped her. Otherwise they were staying separately. So the thing is, I find relation with partner or whoever you are staying becomes better, because now people can trust you because you have changed yourself. You are more peaceful, loving, kind, generous, etc. Some qualities we develop after Gyan can improve our relationship.
Thank you.
Thank you, Didi. The second is pretty short. When I sit in yoga, and a clear intellect, you know, create a really good connection with Baba, and I want to surrender 100%. However, something pulls me back. I do receive the experience, the anubhav, but something holds me somewhere which I cannot identify. And I can feel the connection, but the 100%, the surrenderedness is not there. What should I do to fill that gaps and something which I cannot identify?
So Didi, when I have yoga, when the intellect is clear, I have good connection, but somehow I feel that I'm unable to surrender fully
to Baba.
And so I feel I'm not getting that full experience. So,
what do you mean by surrender?
Making the full connection. When I say full, I mean it's there, but the feelings are not there. Like my clear intellect can create the connection, but when you talk about the feelings, that I need to put efforts, and that I want to avoid to put efforts. How can I make sure when I do that, because this is our everyday practice, how can I make it better?
You mean how to improve your yoga?
Correct.
Acha. Main thing is, our purity will affect the connection with Baba. Purer we are, and more we are observing soul consciousness. Once we are body conscious, there will be little bit impurity. And that will not allow us to have a good experience or good connection with Baba. And that's why all these disciplines are necessary. Diet, celibacy, amritvela, these are necessary for us to have good connection.
Thank you, Didi.
Thank you, Didi. Since we are on the line of taking support, Didi, what is your experience of practically taking Baba's support? Can you tell us an experience in your early stages when you took Baba as your one support? And what do I do when I feel Baba is not present when I need him most?
More you have courage and faith in Baba, you will get support. Baba says, with courage, you take one step, I'll come 100 steps. And also faith. Because many times, many people are used to be independent. So they make their own decision, and it can be manmat, dictates of their own mind. Naturally, then they can't get support from Baba. But more we surrender to Baba and say, okay, Baba, help me. He's bound to help you in some way or other. Means he may not help you directly, but inspire somebody else to help you. And that's what I have experienced. Because before Gyan, I was quite protected. In 40s, 50s, wherever I used to go first time, my uncle or cousin or brother or somebody used to accompany. Even for my medical interview, when I went for the first time, my cousin was there with me. But after Gyan, I traveled so many countries by myself. There were no Brahmins, no friends, no connection, and people were helping. somebody will come and pick up from airport or bus station, another will and will take me around to different temples and newspaper and media and all. So there used to be so much help from people that I was able to do a service easily.
Thank you, Didi. As you're sharing, I'm actually remembering how you told us a story when you went to New Zealand.
New Zealand, when I reached, I wrote a letter to many organizations from Australia, and only one organization said, yes, Divine Life Society, that you can come and stay with us and we will organize your program. Come by bus to the to city terminus. I arrived city terminus at around 1 o'clock and nobody was there to pick me up. So I took
1 a.m.
taxi.
Did you? 1 a.m.
Huh?
1 a.m. in the morning.
1 a.m. So I took taxi and I had a letter from them. So I took that address. Unfortunately, that office address was there. So when we went there, there was big gate. The taxi driver took me to the phone and he put coins because I had just landed. I didn't have any coins. So he rang to the organization and they say, oh, it's about 8 kilometers from city, come by taxi. The brother who was going to come and pick you up, his car broke down, you come there. And I reached there about 2 o'clock.
And when Didi came to Madhuban, correct me if I'm wrong, but Dari Prakash Mani called her a lioness after that. Is that right? After that New Zealand visit, when you came to Madhuban, Dari Prakash Mani called you a lioness.
She wrote, you are lioness. You are doing service by yourself. Elephants move in herds. Lion, go alone.
Thank you. Can I invite, there's another brother who'd like to ask a question.
Om Shanti Didi. I have a question regarding drishti. So what's the right process of taking drishti? Is it looking into the instrument's eyes or the forehead? Are we staring or what are we actually doing? And like we are sending Sakash to Ukrainian family. So you're not aiming at changing the drama. So what are we actually trying to achieve through Sakash? Thank you.
So two parts to the question, Didi. First is drishti. Are we supposed to be looking at the eyes? Are we supposed to be looking at the eyes in giving and receiving drishti or the center of the forehead? And the second part of the question is, in giving Sakash, we are giving Sakash to Ukraine, are we trying to change the scene in drama? Because drama is fixed, but in giving Sakash, are we trying to change the scene in drama?
While giving drishti, it's good to either look at the eyes of people or forehead. It doesn't matter. Main thing is, whilst I'm giving drishti, my connection is with Baba and Baba is giving them power. That's how my awareness should be, that Baba is giving power. And second question is, when people are suffering, because our aim is to give, or share Baba's power of peace, happiness, health, etc. So when we are meditating, now Ukraine is going through a very hard time, and there are BKs over there, and we got on rosary request, please give shakas to us, meditate for us. So they are I got it yesterday, the email, and they are meditating until Monday morning. So naturally, when we know of our friends, our brothers or sisters are going through hard time, we usually give them sakas. So that is, we are remembering Baba, and Baba will help them.
Thank you, Didi. I think there's another sister who's got a question.
Om Shanti.
Yes.
You look at the camera.
Yeah. My question is that Baba's love makes everyone clear-hearted, and the person tries to follow the path of truth, but the truth is not accepted, you know. People never accept such a person, even if they know that the person is speaking truth, you know. I need to know how to make the person feel that the truth is, why the person is left alone.
So Didi, Baba, through Yoga Power, Baba makes us have a clean heart, but people are not able to accept the truth. What can I do to help them accept the truth?
If somebody is not accepting, we can't force them.
Yes.
You share the truth, so you are sowing the seed. It may grow sometime. And sometime they may realize the truth. Then they will thank you. Because you can't push your views. Especially when we are talking about Baba. Now those bhagats who are used to remember deities, they will say, no, Shiva Baba is not God for me. Ram is God, or Krishna is God, or Christ is God, or whatever it is. So we can give the gyan. So we are sowing the seed. At the right time, the plants will grow. The truth will be revealed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Didi. There's one question that's come from online. They're asking you to explain the meaning of a surrendered intellect.
Surrendered intellect is difficult. It's easy to surrender physically. No? To stay in center, it's maybe easy. But surrendering mind or intellect, because we have so much use to think for ourselves. And to give up manmat, dictates of your own mind, not very easy. So, when you surrendered your intellect, you will say, whatever Baba you are telling, that's fine, I'll do it. So they will do it without thinking twice. That's surrendering intellect.
Thank you. Didi, we understand that following Srimad is important in the process of reaching a clean and clear intellect. And I like the disciplines. However, my weakness is that I'm easily pulled towards cinema and music.
Music.
And cinema.
And?
Cinema. Movies.
Cinema. Movies. Yes. Baba says, this time is very valuable. You cannot really waste your time. Each second, you are creating your fortune of many births. If music is Baba's Jnani songs, then it's fine, because it's reminding you of Baba. But if it is worldly music, rock and roll, or rap, then that is waste of time. And sensible people will not waste their time in movies and worldly music, because David has come to play the music for us during meditation. So music also plays a good part in leading us to Baba, remembrance. So it's fine to play subtle music or Baba's songs. You have to have total disinterest in the world, movies, and all sorts of entertainment, whether it's dance, movie, whether it is surfing, swimming, because Australians are very fond of swimming and surfing. As soon as they see the water, they say, I feel like jumping in the water. So swimming, surfing, whether it is eating outside or even greed for 2 leagues, we should have this interest in touring around the world and this and that and all, having latest fashion dress, etc.
Mobile phone.
So we have to keep golden age in mind. Tomorrow we are going to golden age. We will have everything. Birds will be chirping and singing music, and we are seeing the drama of every individual. So movie or drama is going on all the time in front of us. So we should have that disinterest.
Thank you, Didi. Didi, I'm just mindful of time, but I've just got a couple of questions. Would you like to go through them?
I think because we started at 6:15, we can carry on.
Okay, great. Thanks, Didi.
7:15, yeah.
Good. Didi, there's a question here that sometimes some very serviceable BKs go through hard times and others come forward in an incognito way to support through instruments and center. Is this okay? If it's done with the knowledge of the RCs, is it accepted?
They are going through hard time, so yeah. Should we take
financial help
of
financial help?
Financially, then ask? Should he help with checking with RCs?
Correct. Should we accept that support?
Yeah. It's good to check with RC. because how this person is using his finances or misusing his finances. Because even after Jnana, now some people have got addiction of gambling and party and all sorts of things. So it's good to get approval from us.
Thank you, Didi. So someone else has asked this question. If I want to progress in life, as Baba said, time is close. However, my situation doesn't allow me to do so, like occupied with work. What should I do? This has come from online. If I want to progress in life, as Baba has said, time is close. However, my situation doesn't allow me to do so because I'm occupied with work. What should I do?
It means he is not able to balance jnana and
yoga and job.
I'm sure you can find some time, Amrit Vela and Murli must be there. However busy you are, you should find 1 hour of meditation and Murli.
Every day?
Of course. Every day you eat 3 meals. Don't you have time to eat your meal? When somebody used to tell the Baba that I don't have time to meditate, Baba says, do you have time to eat your meal? Why don't you have time to meditate?
Thank you. Didi, I'm sure this topic has come to you many times, this topic of a clear intellect and a clean heart. I'm sure you've addressed this topic many times. Do you have any quick tips or any yukti that we can achieve this to feel Baba's support in times of need? An easy yukti. Something that we just have to make a little effort for, not too much.
Mainly, what I would say is we have to be jnani and yogi. Yoga will help us to have clear heart. So we should not miss Murli and yoga. And we should not let our old sanskar to overpower us. Because our aim is to purify our sanskar. So we should see that we are making effort to purify ourselves and not give excuse. Because sometimes people give excuse. Oh, who has conquered anger? Why are you telling me to conquer anger? Who has become Lakshmi Narayan so far? Nobody has become. So sometimes they give excuse for their weakness, and aim should be not to allow that weakness but be powerful yogi.
Thank you.
I think we should finish now.
We should. Didi, just one last question or comment. It's not relevant to the interview in any way, but there's been a lot of people asking about, you know, coming to Madhuban and, you know, wondering what the situation is like in India, whether it's safe for them to come to Madhuban. Did you want to comment on that? Did you want to say anything about that?
I think India's situation is getting much better now. Only 11,000 people are sick per day, new people nowadays. And I think still I suggest that those who are 65 plus, or having blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, they should not come. Because sometimes, even on flight, there are patients, asymptomatic patients. They don't have any symptoms. So we have to be really careful, because in train, in flight, you can get infected. And the first group who had been here, before they went to their country, out of 8 people, 6 or 7 had positive. They had to come back. But even last group, Russian group, when they left, few of them had
COVID
positive. And luckily Aeroflot took them.
Oh, wow.
But Ukrainian got stuck. They were not allowed to go to their country. So, and one flight coming from Italy to Amritsar, must be all Punjabis, Sikh or Punjabis. Out of that flight, about 80% were positive. So the thing is, whether they got on flight or whether they were affected over there or not, but I suggest not to take risk.
And on arriving in Madhuban, they still have to do their PCR test.
As soon as they arrive, Dr. Pratap suggested, though at the airport they are not doing test, but Dr. Pratap suggested we should get Brahmins to do checking here as soon as they arrive. Okay?
Thank you so much, Dee. Thank you everyone online, and thank you everyone in the hall for your questions. Now we'll have yoga for Ukraine.